is The Ford Show, starring Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. And our guest for tonight, the man who runs Truth or Consequences, Ralph Edwards. All presented by the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers of America. And here is Dinah Shore.
Back home in old Wyoming, folks are acting mighty strange. Since they started social climbing, how they've changed the good old range. Our farm is now a dude ranch, and there's carpet on the trail. The cowboys wear tuxedos, and the horses all wear tails. Oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming? Why, oh, why did I ever have to go? Why, oh, why did I ever leave Wyoming? 'Cause there's a sheriff back there looking for me high and low and high and low and high and low and high and low. Max and Cheyenne claims he's honest as the sun. He worked 6 years in the bathhouse and he never took a one. The sheriff finally got him and no more will Uncle roam. They caught him working in a bank and taking samples home.
Oh, why did she ever leave Wyoming?
Why, oh, why did I ever have to go?
Say, that was lovely, Dinah.
Thank you. Say, Peter, how come you weren't in the St. Patrick's Day parade?
Well, I paid my income tax Saturday, and the government took all my green away.
Say, you're in quite a fix, aren't you, Pete?
Dinah, I've got troubles that I haven't even used yet. Besides, I haven't slept in 3 nights.
3 nights?
Last night, tonight, and tomorrow night.
What you ought to do is go out to your ranch and relax, Pete.
Dinah, you ought to see the ranch now. It's really grown. The last count, I had 400 head of cattle.
What kind are they, Pete?
I don't know. I've only got the heads. I told you the income tax took everything.
You mean to tell me you haven't got any more livestock left?
Well, I've got one cow left, and Dinah, she's the meanest critter you have ever seen.
Really?
Look at my hand.
Yeah. Say, what happened to it?
Well, the other day, I went down to the back pasture, and that cow came charging at me, head down, her horns pointing at me, eyes blazing, coming right straight for me.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing I could do because I was backed up against the fence.
Yeah.
So I rolled up my sleeve and hit her right between the eyes with a clenched fist. Knocked her unconscious. Nearly broke my hand.
Gee, I'd hate to ever have you hit me like that.
Don't worry. I'll never hit another cow again as long as I live.
Wait just a moment, Peter. I don't have to stay.
I know, but you don't understand. Well, you can break your hand that way. See, and the cow just wouldn't give milk, so I sold him.
Yes.
Say, Dinah, all kidding aside, why don't you come down to the ranch sometime?
Oh, what would I do down there?
Do you like outdoor sports?
I'm crazy about outdoor sports.
There's a whole bunch of us down there.
Have you got any caballeros?
Any what?
Caballeros.
Caballabos.
You don't even know what a caballero is, do you?
Well, I ought to.
Yeah, okay, then do you?
No, I just said I ought to.
All right, I'll tell you what it is, and you repeat it after me, and then you'll always know. Now, repeat after me. A caballero is a gentleman.
A caballero is a gentleman.
Who takes a lady to dinner.
Who takes a lady to dinner.
Then he takes her to the theater.
Then he takes her to the theater.
Theater.
Hmm?
Theater.
Then he takes her to the show.
Yeah. Then he buys her a lovely present.
Too late. The stores are closed.
Then he takes her home in a taxi.
And he walks her home.
Then he takes her up to her doorstep.
Is he still a gentleman?
Then he takes her up to her doorstep and says...
Then he takes her up to her doorstep and asks.
He tips his hat and he says, good night, lady.
He tips his... Oh, come down, Dinah. Now, just a moment here.
Come on, have you got any caballeros on your ranch?
We haven't, but that ain't what we call them.
Well, obviously, you don't know anything at all about caballeros.
Well, do you?
Well, I have one of my own.
You're referring to Mr. Montgomery.
I don't mean Mr. Ward.
Oh, Dinah. You know, Dinah, at that, you're really very, very lucky.
How do you mean?
Well, first, to be so happily married, and, well, second, to have made a record of the anniversary song. I can just see you and George on your golden wedding anniversary, just sitting on the front porch in the old rocking chair. George gumming his way through a graham cracker. And you, Dinah, just sitting there throwing Joe Stafford records at Margaret Whiting's grandchildren.
Oh,
oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We thought our lotto of work wasn't said. The world was in bloom. There were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Years I held you so close in my arms. Angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low. My darling, I love you so.
And you have a calypso singer around, all you have to do is mention a word and he'll run it up for you. For instance, here's Sir Lancelot, greatest of the calypso singers, and the word is Ford.
44 in your future you may have to wait, but it's worth waiting for. 44 is great. V8 or 6, 6 or V8, the Ford's a joy to own and operate. I was talking to a gentleman recently, and this is what he said to me. The brand new Ford is undoubtedly a thing of comfort and a joy to see. With wide roomy seats and rest ride springs, you'll be impressed with its ease of handling. With Ford king-size brakes and lifeguard body, the new Ford is way out front, they all agree. As for all-round comfort and economy, the new Ford has a priority. V8 or 6, 6 or V8, the Ford's a joy to own and operate. Suddenly, something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old
devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love, blinds me with love.
Now, Dinah Shore and Peter Lynn Hayes in A Slice of Americana, the story of Mr. and Mrs. Bert and Gertrude Periwinkle, a married couple. The scene, the Periwinkle living room, where Bert and Gert are sitting tensely on the edge of their chairs, engrossed in lively conversation. Gertrude speaks.
Bert. Oh, Bert. Bert.
What did you say?
I said, oh, Bert.
Aren't you getting familiar? I'm Mr. Periwinkle. Mr. Bert Periwinkle.
I'm your wife, Bert.
What's your name?
Gertrude. Gertrude Periwinkle.
Any relation to Bert Periwinkle?
I'm his wife.
Leave your name and address, and if anything turns up, we'll get in touch with you. I know your husband. Great man, Bert Periwinkle.
Oh, Bert, you're Bert Periwinkle, and I'm Gertrude Periwinkle, your wife.
How do you do? May I call you Gertrude?
Oh, Bert, you're so nervous and unstrung. I wish you didn't have to go on this perilous journey. Oh, Bert, I don't know what to say.
What?
I said I don't know what to say.
You could say what's cooking. That's always good.
Oh, no, Bert. I mean, I have something burning up inside me.
You wait here and I'll get a pail of water.
Bert, couldn't they send someone else? You're no longer a young man. It's too much for you, Bert. Please don't go, Bert. Please.
This is a secret mission, Gertrude. I cannot discuss it. Not even with you.
Oh, you're wonderful. You're a big man, Bert.
No, I'm not so big. I'm only 5'1". I used to be 1'5".
Bert, we must face the facts. You're going away. And in case you don't return, there's the children. You've made your will, haven't you, Bert?
My what?
Your will.
I'm not Will, I'm Bert.
You're not doing it for me, Bert. Forget about me, but do it for our children, for Gwen.
Gwen? Who's Gwen?
Our daughter and Archie.
Who?
Archie. Archie is our son.
How long has he been with us?
11 years.
11 years. They remind me to give him a raise.
Bert, dear, when you get there, do you think you'll find it? You know, many men have gone before you and returned in disgrace. And some never returned.
Gertrude, if no obstacles cross my path, I should bring back this treasure without a hitch. Return home within a year.
I'll have a light burning in the window.
A what?
A light.
No, thanks. I don't smoke.
Oh, Bert, what will the children say?
What children?
The children, Bert.
You didn't tell me you had any children. Have you been married before?
No, Bert, they're your children.
And who are you?
I'm your wife.
What are you doing with my children?
Bert, you don't understand. Your children are my children, and my children are your children.
We have an awful lot of children. Tell you what we'll do. We'll keep a male and a female, and we'll sell the rest.
You'll be careful out there, trudging over hill and dale, battling your way through water and then the sand.
Yes, and papers will be full of Bert Periwinkle's victory. They will tell how Bert Periwinkle defeated the elements, how he won out. A Periwinkle never fails, Gertrude, never.
All right, Bert, I'll go and lay out your things.
What did you say?
I'll lay out your things.
Am I dead?
No, Bert, you're very much alive, and you're fair and square and true and blue and brave and bold.
And Lum and Abner. You'll be proud when I return. Fetch my gun, Gert. Get my net, my instruments.
What instruments do you want?
My trombone, in case it's muddy, I can slide home.
Bert, Bert, darling, I know you're hiding your fear. You don't want me to know how dangerous this trip is. Oh, Bert, Bert, you can't go. You can't go. I won't let you. I won't let you.
Have no fear, Gert. The time will fly. Just as soon as I find that golf ball I lost this morning, I'll come right back home.
Much.
You're
was
very
swell.
Welcome.
Yeah, now just stand right over there. Sit over there, if you will, please.
Well, wait,
we'll
I
try
have...
Mr. Hayes. No,
how
you're,
do you do?
You're
I have
good
a...
Just sit down. Put it over there. Now, Mr. Hayes, we're going to ask you one question. If you don't tell the truth, you must pay the consequences.
Mr.
Just sit down, my dear. Now, if you do answer the question correctly, you win a brand new Ford V8 just filled from door to door and window to window with nothing but does.
Well, if it's filled with does, where is the driver going to sit there?
Don't worry about driving the car, Mr. Hayes. Does everything.
Ralph Edwards, this isn't truth or consequences.
Well, I know this isn't...
I just thought I'd tell you.
I know it isn't truth. I wouldn't have known if you hadn't told me.
No.
Of course. I know it isn't truth or consequence, Dinah, but I have a consequence left over from last week, and if it's all right with you, I'd like to do it on your Ford program tonight.
Oh, swell. Any old thing will do.
Okay.
Right ahead.
Yes. Well, all right. Now, here is a man and wife that we picked out of the audience. How do you do? Come right up here. What is your name, please?
William Homer.
And Mrs.?
Louise Homer.
Well, it would work out that way if you're married, wouldn't it? Come in, Miss Homer. We chose you right out of our Ford audience here before we went on the air tonight. This is Dinah Shore.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. and Mrs. Homer?
How do you do, Mrs. Homer, Mr. Homer?
I enjoy your singing.
Thank you. I like that lady very much.
She enjoys you. She enjoys you, too. And this is Peter Lynn Hayes, who...
Mrs. Homer, don't tell anyone, but I was really Mr. Hush. Mrs. Hush.
You know he really wasn't Mrs. Hush, don't you?
You can't tell us that. We know it's Clara Bow.
That's right.
They sound like her, though.
Yes, they do sound alike, don't they? Well, all right.
Too.
Here's a question now.
Got a bow in my leg.
Here's a question now, and if you don't tell the truth, Mr. and Mrs. Holmeyer, truth, you have your health, it won't matter. We'll show the folks here on the Ford Show how we do a consequence. Will you get in real close, you see? That's a microphone. All right, here's the question now. What are the three big problems facing the world today? Truth or consequences?
Well,
what are the three big problems? Mr. Holmeyer, you can get in on this, too.
One of them is the grease situation.
You're a housewife, aren't you?
Yeah.
See what about
another one?
No, it's very true what you say about the grease situation. We certainly should.
Another one could be the United Nations.
Oops, there's Buell already. No, the three big problems facing the world today. Will Richard open the door? What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? And how are things in Glacamar? So you must pay the consequences. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Holmeyer, listen. Mrs. Holmeyer, as you know, Dinah Shore and Peter Lynn Hayes. Now, look, I'm going to show you, Dinah, how we do a consequence.
Okay, I'm very interested.
Yes. Now, Dinah Shore and Peter Lynn Hayes are always having important movie stars on their program. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, well, tonight you're going to hear the voices of two very famous, handsome movie stars. And the owners of each voice will kiss you, Mrs.
Oh,
Holmeyer.
Wonderful.
Oh! Mind that, Mr. Holmeyer?
Not a bit.
All right. Now, to make a little game out of it, he doesn't mind now, but wait a minute here. To make a little game out of it, we're going to blindfold you, Mrs. Holmeyer, and let you guess what movie celebrity is kissing you. So if you'll just run backstage with our escort to the dressing room, get blindfolded, we'll tell the air audience and the studio audience the names of the famous celebrities whose voices you'll hear, and if she's gone, she can't hear, what's going to happen to her? Now, look, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Holmeyer will hear the voices of two famous movie stars, Ronald Colman and Charles Boyer. However, it won't be the real voices of Mr. Colman and Mr. Boyer. It'll be Peter Lynn Hayes imitating Mr. Colman and Mr. Boyer.
Ah, this should prove very interesting, Mr. Edwards. Bring on Mrs. Holmeyer.
Yeah, Holmeyer. And, of course, you understand, Dinah, that Peter Lynn Hayes gets to kiss... does not get to kiss Mrs. Holmeyer.
Oh, he doesn't
no,
get to kiss Mrs.
No, the one who really kisses Mr. Holmeyer will be Mr. Holmeyer himself, you see? In other words, Peter Lynn Hayes will do the imitating, you do all the kissing. She may think it's Mr. Coleman and Mr. Boyer. It'll be interesting if she likes it, won't it, Mr. Holmeyer?
All right.
Now, bring her back.
Here we go.
Aren't we devils?
Are we devils?
Here we come over to the microphone here. Here's Mrs. Holmeyer all blindfolded. Will you gentlemen please stand right over here, if you please? How do you do? We're all set. Are you ready, Mrs. Holmeyer?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I don't know what for, though.
You don't know what for. All right, here's the first voice. Go right ahead, sir.
My dear, you are probably the most attractive woman I have ever met.
How about that? Oh.
The next time you see me in person, I hope you'll kiss me as I'm going to kiss you now.
Yes, here he comes to kiss you.
You are?
Oh, what's my husband doing?
Don't worry about your husband. Kiss him, sir. Go ahead, kiss. Go ahead. Oh, my. How did it compare with your husband's kisses?
Well, I haven't been kissed like that long.
Now, here's a kiss that would thrill any woman. Now, don't faint. Don't faint now. Mrs. Holmeyer, listen to this now. All right, Charles.
Moshe, I'm going to kiss you now because when this is over, I may not get a chance to kiss you for a long time.
How about that? Here comes the kiss. All right. Go ahead. Oh. Who do you think that was?
Well,
huh?
Maybe if we could try it again, why?
Who do you think it was?
Well, Charles Boyer.
Well, Charles Boyer. Well, that's very good. Now take off the blindfold. Here's the gentleman standing in front of you who kissed you. Take it off and look at the person who kissed you. Yes, he. That is your husband who kissed you, and all the time it was Peter Lynn Hayes imitating Mr. Bowman, Mr. Coleman, and Mr. Boyer. Here is your prize, an RCA Victor table model radio. Thank you. And Dinah?
Yes, and Mr. Holmeyer, we have a prize for you. We have a $50 bond to add to your savings for the Ford in your future.
Thank you very much, Mr. and Ms. Holmeyer. Thanks, and good night.
Hey, Peter, how's that old car of yours doing these days?
Terrible. Does it send a trove to badly, but when you step on the gas, the budger meter whinnies, and there's a mysterious honk honk honking in the right rear peroxide. Things is need to carbonating.
Tell us about it, Mr. Hanlon. You're our automobile expert.
Well, I don't know anything about that old car of yours, Pete, but if it's a Ford, your course is plain. Take it to the nearest Ford dealer. Why, the way a Ford dealer can fix an old car up is out of this world. He has, you see, friends, four exclusive advantages. First, he has an ample supply of genuine Ford parts made to fit right and last longer. Second, his mechanics are Ford trained. They know your car inside and out, from bumper to bumper, what to look for and how to fix it. Third, they work by Ford-approved methods, which help cut labor time and hence your bill. And what's more, they use special Ford equipment. No one else can fill this prescription. No one else can service a Ford so expertly, be it old or new. So while you're waiting for the Ford in your future, enjoy trouble-free performance with the car you're driving now. Bring your Ford back home. Home, that is, to your friendly Ford dealer.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day, how can anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Yes, it's a good day
for singing a song, and it's a
good day
for moving along. Yes, it's a
good day,
how can anything go wrong?
A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a
good day for shining your shoes, and it's a
good day
for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose,
'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you know you got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day,
good day
for paying your bills, and it's a good day,
good day
for curing your ills. So take a
deep breath
and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a
good day from morning till night.
You know, this week the Campfire Girls are celebrating their 35th anniversary. This wonderful organization is doing a great job of building character and health for girls from 7 to 18. Going Places is their birthday theme, and our very best wishes follow them as they go forward in every way. Thank you, Ralph Edwards, for bringing truth and consequences to our Ford program. There's something I want to tell you, though.
Yes?
Mr. Holmeyer has a little complaint.
Yes.
He says his wife is outside kissing Peter Lind Hayes, and she isn't blindfolded.
Oh, she's having too much fun. I'm going out and get my radio back. Thanks, and good night, Diana.
Good night, Ralph. Night, everybody.
Again next Wednesday night, friends, when the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers of America again bring you Dinah Shore with Peter Lind Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.